2015 Versus Festival of Words is bigger and better than ever. Over 30 events and more than 100 spoken word artists performing April 23rd to May 3rd. Featuring Lucia Mish, Morgan Purvis, Denise Froman, and Dominique Ashaid. Plus, Hullabaloo, the BC Youth Poetry Slam Championships. Check out workshops, panel discussions, masterclasses, and watch out for words flying out of people's faces. For festival passes and more information, go to versusfestival.ca.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
And we're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday. It's the 15th of May, the Ides of May, 2015. This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union building on the Musqueam territory of Ulksin, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. Well, on the program today, we'll talk to Jeff Gladstone about his cowboy noir opera, Hell of a Girl, that you can see next week as part of Revolver Festival 2015. And friends of the show, The Good in Everyone, are starting their Cross Canada tour on Thursday night at the Fox. And we'll have a visit with one of them later on today. So we got lots of local music and our usual rundown of what to do and where to go this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And we're going to start off with a bit of a sad note. We had lost a musical great yesterday. Blues legend B.B. King passed away at the age of 89. There was no specific cause of death listed, but he stopped performing live about a year ago. He collapsed on stage at a concert and had to cancel the rest of his dates and never really recovered from that. But he got his start. He made his big break, let's say, in 1950 with playing his old favorite guitar, Lucille, that stayed with him his whole career. And this is his first big hit from 1950. It's 3 o'clock Blues.
Things I've done and the way I've been. keep tearing me away from the things I have not seen, the things I do in the...
And it features Ace Martins. Here they are. We'll be right back. So that's the good in everyone. We're just fiddling around with mic cords and headphones and everything while we're waiting for the song to end up. But Nick Russell's with me in the studio. And as soon as you're plugged in, you can say hi.
Yeah, there we go.
There he is. That's him there. Okay. You're the second guest on today who's already been on the show before. And I think that's the first time we've had a couple of repeat visitors, but this is the first time we've had two in a row.
Two in the same show.
So, I mean, we're celebrating our first anniversary on the air next month anyway. So I guess it's sort of, you know. And plus, we're moving out of the building. We're moving to our new
really
building.
That's really exciting.
I noticed the packing boxes have arrived. So it's actually happening now. We've been talking about this for 6 months.
Do you have a date?
Our official switchover date is the 27th of June.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's supposed to be a big party and somebody's going to pull the big switch and move it over from this room to the new building. The Nest, it's called.
Will there be somebody in this live room and that live room, and you'll just like flip a switch somewhere?
I think so.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I haven't been involved in the official meetings, but that's my image of how it should work. With webcams.
Exactly. Live feeds.
maybe have the UBC president with a huge, great big switch and just flip it over. Make it a big deal. Enough about us. You're going on a big tour.
Yeah. After our kickoff show on next week on the 21st at the Fox, we're heading to Montreal and back over late May and until mid June.
Yeah, like 25 cities in 30 days or something.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah,
it'll be especially because there are a couple people in both bands that are playing two sets a night. So it'll
driving.
Yeah. Actually, I think the people who are playing two sets a night, I'm trying to think how much driving they'll have to do.
Yeah.
I don't have a driver's license.
Oh,
so
well, then.
I get out on that. I'm the person who sits in the front seat and keeps people awake and throws coffee and, I don't know, pistachios at them. And
yeah, that's really helpful.
Turns the music up when they look like they're getting sleepy. So,
you said both bands. So who's the other band?
So Aaliyah Ray is the other band. They're longtime friends of ours. They played our CD release show with us. And a couple of other shows. And we got along with them really well from the get-go. We met via Y57 Media, which is on Vancouver Co-op Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we hit it off pretty quickly and got this show rolling for this tour like in the middle of last summer. So
great. And so the first gig is Thursday night at the Fox.
Yes.
And is it just you guys? Or anybody else going to be there?
Us and Alexandria Melo and also Dante Haddon are opening. So get there early. The show starts at 8:30 because it's a Thursday. We didn't want people to have to stay up until 1 a.m.
That's very thoughtful of
you. On a Thursday.
Yeah. 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 And then I was just going over the itinerary for the tour and it is going to be quite a haul because you start, if tour officially starts next week or the week after in Banff on the 28th, and then it's Edmonton the 29th, Calgary the 30th, Saskatoon the 31st, and then you get a couple of days to drive to Sudbury.
Yes,
and then it's Sudbury, Toronto, Guelph, Ottawa, Montreal, Kingston, Thunder Bay, Winnipeg, Moose Jaw, Regina, and then you finish on June 16th in Cranbrook.
Laura's hometown.
Ah, so okay.
That's the reason Cranbrook's tagged there at the end of the tour. Yeah, we've had a lot of fun playing there.
So she could just crawl into her own bed and then not move for another month.
We just like hanging out with her parents
because
they have this basement with like you know the room here with music in it.
Yeah.
It's like a room three times this size and the walls are just lined with records.
Oh.
And then there's a line with cassettes and CDs. It's just like different generations of musical media.
Fantastic. So we could do the show from there.
Yeah, and there's a pool table.
Oh, yeah, okay. Enough with the new sub building. We're moving to Cranbrook.
And they'll let you smoke in the basement.
Okay, that's set then. All right, so thanks a lot for coming in, Nick.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And so once again, it's the Fox on Thursday night.
Yes.
And it's the Good in Everyone, and it's Aaliyah Ray.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what Aaliyah Ray sounds like, we're going to close with a track from their... do they have a CD out, or is this a demo?
So this is their split single.
Okay.
They have an EP called Offerings. That was from a couple years ago.
Yeah, this is the new release.
Yeah, they've changed their sound quite a bit.
Yeah.
So
and it's on Bandcamp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd want me to point people towards this.
Okay. Well, then let's let them hear it. This is called Lancaster, Ellie Array. Thanks, Nick.
No problem.
Métis in Space, live from the UBC Longhouse.
May 19th, 1 to 4 p.m. Join us for a special live taping of the podcast
Métis in Space
from the UBC Longhouse on unceded Musqueam territory. Admission is free and light refreshments will be provided. This May 19th, 1 to 4 p.m. And thank you to this event's sponsors, the First Nations and Indigenous Studies Program, the Vancouver Indigenous Media Arts Festival, and CITR.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news, I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too.
All right, let's take a look and see what else is going on stage this weekend. at the York Theater. It's Ignite, Vancouver's largest youth-driven arts festival. That's happening, well, it's been happening all week, but it's closing tonight and tomorrow night. It's this is a showcase in music, dance, and spoken word. It's also, there will also be a 2 one-act plays, a visual arts exhibit, variety shows, improv, circus arts, and more. I think a lot of that has already happened. But it's all created by artists between the ages of 13 and 24. They're having a dance party tonight, and tomorrow is their finale. It's called What Makes You Feel Flawless, and that's going on at the York Theater at 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow. Now, we talked about the Van East Cultural Center, the Revolver Festival. That starts next week. This weekend, there's an experimental dance program called The Sensationalists, and it's a co-production of 605 Collective and Theater Replacement. It's experimental dance with traditional theater art included. At Performance Works on Granville Island, the Escape Artists are continuing with their all-female adaptation of Julius Caesar and the world premiere musical Miss Shakespeare. And that is happening in repertory. There's three shows of one and two of the other. So this is the rundown. 8 o'clock tonight, you can see J. Caesar. Tomorrow, you can see both shows, J. Caesar at 4 and Miss Shakespeare at 8. And then Sunday is the closing day, and that's Miss Shakespeare at 3 and J. Caesar at 7. So a few more chances to catch these great shows at Performance Works. Also on Granville Island at the Waterfront Theater tonight, Dance Inspired is a company that does original choreography showcase inspired by a single word. They hire choreographers from Vancouver and Los Angeles to guide dancers in their own interpretations of a particular word. And the word is chosen by a poll online. And this performance is around the word obsession. And that goes on tonight at 8 o'clock at the Waterfront Theater. Sunday night for you opera fans, Opera Pro Cantati is doing Verdi's La Traviata at 7 o'clock, and that's at the Cambrian Hall at 17th and Main on Sunday. And at the Little Mountain Gallery at 26th and Main, tonight is the final night of Skin and Lungs, an improv collaboration between Ryan Beale of Vancouver and Jaden Pfeiffer of Regina, and that's at Little Mountain Gallery, 26th and Main. At Pacific Theatre, Freud's Last Session continues at the in the basement at 12th and Hemlock. This is an imaginary tale of a meeting between Sigmund Freud and C.S. Lewis as they unpack the mysteries of the universe. Two shows tomorrow, one tonight, 8 o'clock. At Pacific Theater, 12th and Hemlock. At Havana Theater on Commercial Drive, it's Clockwork Theaters doing their presentation of Sam Shepard's Fool for Love. Two shows left on that tonight and tomorrow night. The Jericho Arts Center is closing off Fighting Chances productions of Into the Woods. Two shows, one tonight and tomorrow. And then at Metro Theater, they're continuing with The Graduate, the stage play based on the Mike Nichols film from the 60s with Dustin Hoffman. And that's at the Metro Theater in Marpole at 8 tonight, tomorrow, and 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Then we've got at the Rio. Oh, boy, this is going to be good. First of all, it's 6:30 tonight, Bad City. It's the Vancouver premiere of a film that's kind of a tip of the hat to the what's called the glorious days of 70s-era Canucks exploitation. Movies about driving around the woodlands of Canada in big cars. It's shot around town, so the cast and crew will be on hand following the screening for a brief Q&A. That's at 6:30. And then at 9:15, all you Ed Wood fans, you don't want to miss this. It's the not re-release, but when they fix the movie up. Restored, there it is. The restored version of Ed Wood's final film at Hardcore Porn called The Young Marrieds. For years, this film was thought to be lost until a local movie collector and porn archaeologist, Demetrius Otis, found a copy at the Venus Theater on Main Street. That thing's been closed for centuries, but there used to be a 16-mil porno house just off the edge of Chinatown called the Venus, and Demetrius found a copy of The Young Marrieds, and they're going to show it at the Rio tonight at 9:15, so get there early for that. What else have we got at the Rio? The The Midnight Show is Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And that's at midnight, of course, at the Rio. And then tomorrow night, this show is already, all the pre-sale tickets are sold out, but I'm letting you know because there will be a limited release at the door. It's called Kurt Cobain Montage of Heck. And it's a documentary about Kurt Cobain. And it's going to be followed by a live concert of a local Nirvana tribute. Well, not a tribute band, but a bunch of local art, local musicians who have gotten together to perform an homage. And that's all happening tomorrow night at the Rio. And as I said, it's officially sold out, but there will be some rush tickets at the door, so get there early for that. Let's see, there was something else I wanted to tell you. Oh, yeah, the Rickshaw, tomorrow night at the Rickshaw. Neuterhead. The Ace of Spades third annual fundraiser. This is for a registered nonprofit that uses rock and roll to raise money to assist responsible pet rescue groups with the cost of spaying and neutering. So it's for a good cause, and it'll be some great music. They're all tribute bands. We've got Killing Machine that does Judas Priest. We've got Dead Quiet, which are what's a local Vancouver band. Human Resistance Program. Bees, which is a tribute to Wasp. And Troops of Doom and the Cult, which is spelt with a K, which is a tribute to the Cult, spelt with a C. So that's at Rickshaw on Hastings Street tomorrow night. And then continuing at the Belkin Art Gallery, the UBC Master of Fine Arts graduate exhibit goes on until the end of the month. So that's a quick look at what's to do this weekend. And let's get back to some more music. Another great local group, Still Creek Murder and Veneer.
Gorgeous. life with guns and bombs and war. You shoot up your mind. The truth behind your faith I find a little tricky to find. And if you think that your theology's in the way for them and me, well, you must learn a turn no turn, but for the love of all kinds. And you with your critical lie who try to condemn my mind, well, you will find that it can grind your heart hate down to bone. And you will learn that I can turn your heart hate into stone. While you still hold that book above those bombs and expect peace in the fire. And you still throw your pennies at poor people's prayers and say that they vote in your favor. No, 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 no. A little woman spoke to me about love in the sky and a new world order. Fate of hate to die and jobby, well, and we'll all get high. So I got a lot of love in me for shape, for hate, for we, for thee, for life in the sky and the deep blue sea, for it, for that, for them, for those, the place I stay and the places I go. It don't matter what they say, my baby. It don't matter what they do, my girl. It don't matter who they are, my baby. It only matters that you decide who be you. It only matters that you decide who be you. It only matters that you decide who be you. That madness that'll attempt to bring you down. Well, they may try, but don't let die. That what love's within. And in our never-ending ologies, I pray that we may find one love for all life, all the rest of time. Cause I ain't waiting for grace to come knocking. And I ain't waiting for hate to run away. I ain't waiting for that first off the second coming. You got to be the change that you want to see. You got to be the change that you want to see. You got to be the change that you want to see.
That's Warless and UBU on CITR 101.9 FM, Dave Radio with Radio Dave. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. We got our auditions listing, and that'll be happening right after this.
The Firehall Arts Center's God and the Indian explores one of Canada's darkest chapters, the residential school system. Celebrated playwright Drew Hayden Taylor's Black Humor illuminates this heartbreaking story of a Cree woman who cannot escape her past, on from May 20th to 30th. See firehallartcenter.ca for details.
We be,
A Jihad for Love. Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning.
East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
Time now to look at the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. If you have notice that you would like read on the air, you can share it to the Dave Radio Facebook page or email daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. So, we talked about this last week, I think, but there's been an addition to it. Our dear friend Nancy Vanyo is directing a production of The It Girl. And this is a musical which is based on a famous movie from the 1920s with Clara Bow called It. And it kind of got Clara Bow's launch to stardom. And it's a story set in the 1920s, New York City. And it's also kind of a tribute to silent movies and to Clara Bow specifically. And a story about a sassy department store sales clerk who wins an advertising contest held to find the girl with the elusive, thrilling quality known as It. Now, they're looking specifically for singers and dancers, females and males. And the pitch is, have you ever wanted to play a man in the 1920s? Well, here's your chance. Dramatrix Productions is blind casting for their next show. Four roles available. Marry the best, sex win. So the roles are Monty Montgomery, the comedic sidekick, mid-20s to mid-30s. Character's name is Monty, but it could be played by a man or a woman. Then we've also got Jane slash Barker, mid-20s to mid-30s, a brash, wise-cracking shop assistant from Brooklyn, like B. Arthur or Elaine Stritch. Then we've got Man or Woman in Drag Number 1 or Man and Woman in Drag Number 2, a reporter, aristocrat, French sailor, carny, cameraman, the list goes on and on and on. So to find out more, contact Dominatrix Productions, and that's spelled DramaNatrix. So look for them, and they're also on the Vancouver Public Library website. I'll tell you about that in a sec. Now, here at CITR, we've got some paid positions that we're letting you know about. One is spoken word coordinator, and this is a paid position to work with volunteer programmers to help with their skills and quality of spoken word programming. So if you have experience in broadcasting, programming and journalism, and maybe some background in education or training, and also working with volunteers, all of those skills would be useful for that job. And then we have another paid position. It's editor-in-chief for Discorder magazine. You can enter into the prestigious pantheon of editors emeritus who have kept the Discorder magazine going strong for the last 30 years. They are looking for someone with a strong knowledge of current independent and local music, art, and culture, someone who's an excellent writer with a good grasp of language and copy editing. We would be helpful if you had some experience in alternative or independent media, but it's not required. You should know some kind of desktop publishing and have some leadership and creative vision, organizational skills, and the ability to multitask with volunteers, staff, and management. So if you want to get onto one of those jobs, you contact Brenda Grunau, who's our station manager, and those applications will be accepted until Sunday the 24th. So you have about a week left to check on that. And if you'd rather not get paid for working at CITR, there's a volunteer position available that you can talk to Hugo about. That is web editor of Discorder. This is someone who will coordinate with the editor-in-chief, the art director, and the advertising coordinator to make sure that the Discorder website is up and running and timely and current and all that stuff. So email Hugo, volunteer@citr.ca, and you have a week to get in on that. Let's see. We've got Launch, which is Vancouver's most exciting opportunity for emerging professional artists, contemporary artists, and performance media. They're invited to apply for the 2015 festival. They're looking for innovative works that push conventional boundaries. Winners will be given critical exposure to new audiences and receive mentorship from top industry experts. This sounds pretty cool. The application deadline is Wednesday, May 20th at 5 o'clock, and all the details are on the Dave Radio Facebook page. Then we've got The Hunger Games, the musical, which is an original piece that's going to be part of the Vancouver Fringe Festival in September. Seven female, seven male roles. You will be required to sing, dance, act, and they're looking for some trained musical theater artists who have seen the movie. That would help. So contact Frank at pacifictheater.org for more information about that. Then we've got Abattoir Morning, which will be at the Havana in September, written and directed by Ian Kent. His auditions are tomorrow at Regent College here at UBC. They've got about four roles they're trying to fill for people in their 20s and 30s, and one male supporting role, 55 to 65. And you can get more about that at Orr Theater. Vagabond Players is doing Other Desert Cities by John Robin Bates, and their auditions are June 21st, so got a lot of time to prepare for that one. Also, auditions coming up later in the season. Metro Theater is doing their panto Sleeping Beauty, so they want to make sure they get the word out early on that one. And then let's see, one last one here. Aunt Biddy's Wake, which is an interactive improv kind of show, takes place at the wake of a beloved aunt, hence the title. And they are looking for they pretty much cast it, but they're still looking for someone 55 and older to play Daniel, who is Aunt Biddy's brother-in-law, and a few extras to play a cab driver and some of her former lovers and that kind of thing. So if you want to know about that, Laughter Zone 101 is the theater that's producing it, and you want to contact Janice about that. So that's a look at what's going on the call board. If you want details about these or other audition notices, you go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or VancouverPublicLibrary.ca. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Special shout out to Avery Jude Perry, the newborn son of Winsome Kynes, Leora Joy, and Scott Perry, who arrived on Wednesday. And also to my dad, Elmer Campbell, who would have been 100 years ago yesterday. Eleanor and Erica are up next with Fam Concept. Later it's Napkin Boy with Nardwar the Human Serviette presents at 3:30. To keep up to date with local indie performing arts, like us on Facebook. Dave Radio returns next Friday at this same time. Bye-bye.
as I have.